It's the web's only podcast completely devoted to daily fantasy sports. Welcome to the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. Here's your host, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what is up? Thanks for checking us out. We are the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix, presented by Daily Joust, the one spot you are going to find on the web talking daily fantasy sports each and every single day. And of course, that includes interviews, notes and news and notes from the industry, and of course, picks and prediction for the games coming up later tonight. Again, my name is Dan Bach, go by DB730. And today on the podcast, NBA basketball, only six games to discuss, so we'll breeze through that one pretty quick. Also, college hoops. Draft Street introduced college hoops to their site yesterday. I had a chance to play it, and I'll go over the scoring and the kind of setup that they have there. And so far, so good over there on Draft Street with their college basketball. And, of course, I want to start out the podcast talking about something that came out of the Super Bowl that I didn't hit up on yesterday, and that's the NFL, that they've got a new fantasy game out there, and it looks similar to a fantasy game that we've seen in the past. And, of course, it's the Million Dollar Challenge. Draft Day had something like this where you pick the perfect fantasy lineup, no salary cap or anything like that, and if you get it, then you win a $1 million. The NFL said, that's such a good idea, why don't we do it? And obviously, they have a tad bit more people going to their site than Draft Day does, so it'll be interesting to see if somebody actually hits on that. I'm pretty sure nobody hit on it this past year on Draft Day. And this is a situation where, you know, Draft Day should feel pretty flattered by it and not offended that the NFL took this idea, because let's face it, everything in fantasy sports is about copying somebody else. I don't care who you are, there's not one site out there that has not taken an idea from somebody else and instituted it on their site. That's the way it works. If somebody has something good, you steal it. And you know what? You shrug your shoulders and say, yeah, it kind of sucks I came up with the idea, but what you gonna do? That's basically how business works. If somebody else does something, many times you just copy the way they do it, because let's face it, if they're having success, why not follow their lead? With that said, you know, this contest, this is a situation, again, like Draft Day, for example, they didn't have $1 million sitting in a bank account somewhere waiting to give the money to somebody. This is all insurance-based. I'm sure it still will be with the NFL, although they're a multi-billion-dollar organization. I'm sure they could afford to cut the $1 million check. But more than likely, you know, I don't know the exact amount. Maybe it's like $5 or $10 grand that Draft Day probably paid an insurance company on this promotion, and if it hit, you know, it actually would have been better off for them, more publicity. And you know, I'll be interested to see somebody can get it done, because it's so hard to do. And when you're talking about, if it was just the top player at each position, if it was one QB, one running back, one wide receiver, one tight end, that would be one thing. But when you got to hit the top two running backs, the top three wide receivers, and then you get kickers, defense, it's really just a crapshoot. I mean, any which way you look at it, it's a crapshoot. But you know what? Take a shot. It's a lottery ticket, and it doesn't cost you anything. So, but the NFL is going to be doing that this upcoming season. A little surprised they spent $3.5 million of their money on promoting a product that isn't going to launch until next year. I don't know if that's something that I would have done. But again, they've got the money to spend, and obviously, it was looked at them as a good idea, and we'll see how successful it is. Let's just hope, and you know, we've discussed this on the podcast, you know, that, you know, the NFL doesn't go into the pay-for-play fantasy game. I would be absolutely shocked if they would, especially because their aversion to gambling, they are so anti-gambling. And even though we like to call daily fantasy sports fantasy gaming, there is a close correlation, as we've pretty much discussed at length on this podcast over the past. And I don't think the NFL wants anything to do with it whatsoever, because, you know, they are the prime people behind making sure, you know, sports betting does not become legalized, you know, on a local level. And I certainly don't think that they're going to go anywhere closer than they do with this fantasy contest. But nonetheless, guys at Draft Day seem to be pretty, I don't know what their feelings are, to be honest with you. I couldn't quite grasp what to take from that letter. Was it tongue in cheek? Were they offended? Were they making fun of the NFL? I couldn't quite get the gist of it, but nonetheless, we had to pass that little news and notes along to you. Let's start talking some NBA basketball for tonight, though. Tonight, we only got six games going on in the NBA. Before we discuss them, what a weird day yesterday was leading up to the games. It seemed like somebody either had a family member die or had an injury, or it was just a nutty day around. When you looked at all the injuries and late scratches and everything else that went on, and even like yesterday you had guys, I mean, how many people were burned by Carmelo Anthony going down in the first quarter with an injury, or Derrick Rose having a back injury, and of course that game turned out to be a blowout. So, you know, there was a rough weird day yesterday, and of course the big news is Jeremy Lin, maybe the Daily Fantasy Value of the Year, putting up another monster game as the starting point guard for the New York Knicks. We'll see how long that lasts, but you might as well ride them while you can. And, you know, on certain sites like FanDuel and Fantasy Sports Live, it seems to take a little bit more time for their salaries to catch up. So I'm thinking that he is going to be a very obvious play on those sites for quite some time. Over on Draft Street, Daily Joust, they seem to catch up a little bit faster with their salaries. So you might be able to use them for a couple of more nights before the salary catches up with him. But don't worry about that. The Knicks are not playing tonight. Instead, we've got six games to discuss. Let's start out with the Pacers. They play host to the Jazz. And Paul George is a guy who's really been on fire as of late. Not a big-name player. I mean, Paul George, two first names. What's that all about? But anyway, 29 fantasy point average over the last seven games, and he definitely, he's kind of one of those mid-range guys. Doesn't cost a lot, but not really cheap. But if he gets that 29 fantasy point average, you know, he'll pay for himself, but the question is whether he can continue it. Danny Granger, on the other hand, he's been shooting the ball a lot better, 26 points a game over his last five. As for Utah, a little bit of a funk here, not a great road team, but Al Jefferson, over his career, averaging 23-10 against Indiana, also has been averaging 32 fantasy points over his last seven games. And Paul Millsap, not a great game last night, but did have 23-18 in the last game against Indiana. In a game which should be a blowout, the Celtics take on the Charlotte Bobcats, and that Bobcats team is just so ugly right now when you look at that starting team that they run out there. I mean, this game should be over by the third quarter. They should kill them. I mean, Bismack Biyombo is going to get significant minutes, and he actually did something with him the last time. He took advantage of those minutes, 28 fantasy points the last go-around. Paul Pierce has been the man for the Celtics, 23 points per game over the last nine games. Now, a lot of those did come without Rajon Rondo, who is back, so I don't know if he is going to kind of keep being that aggressive guy on the offensive end with Rondo back in the lineup. Reggie Williams is a really cheap option you're going to find out there. He had 36 fantasy points in this past game against Phoenix as he slid into the starting rotation with Gerald Henderson out. So keep an eye on him. But honestly, it's tough to play a lot of guys in this game because, A, Boston plays really good D, so that's not good to take Charlotte players. And this game's going to be a blowout, might be over by the third, fourth quarter, might have guys like Pierce, Rondo, and those guys not even play that final quarter. So beware of that situation. Cavaliers and Heat, this game down in Miami. Obviously LeBron and Wade, good plays, doesn't take a genius to tell you that. But Chris Bosh might be a smart play because Cleveland is not really great on the boards. They have one guy in Anderson Varejao who likes to rebound. Everybody else doesn't, seem allergic to it. So maybe a big man like Chris Bosh can put together a nice outing tonight. Alonzo Gee, Michael Thompson, those are a couple of cheap guys that you might need in your lineup if you want to take LeBron. But personally, I like Ramon Sessions a lot more. They trust him out there in Cleveland in crunch time. And he is the one guy that they really, like I say, trust, whose name is not Kyrie Irving. So I like Ramon Sessions better than either of those two guys. And like I mentioned with Varejao, very solid this year. But Miami, they're actually surprisingly decent defending the post. So I'm not sure if I go that route tonight. The Phoenix Suns got a big win last night against Atlanta. Now they got a back-to-back game against Milwaukee. And Steve Nash has gone double-double in three out of the last four games, but the second end of a, or the back end of a doubleheader, I'm not sure if I go that route. Channing Frye, 19-9 last game, starting to kind of play a little bit better as of late since he's kind of been giving the starting position back. But a couple of guys on Milwaukee I'm interested in is Brandon Jennings, coming off a rough game, but he still usually nails at home. And going against Steve Nash, I think he should have his way getting to the basket. And Drew Gooden, still averaging 27 fantasy points over the last seven. And that included like an 11-point effort, I think, two games ago. So the guy's been hovering probably around 30 in most of his games. So still a great option. The Minnesota Timberwolves, they take on the Sacramento Kings out there in Minnesota. Kevin Love suspended for two games for stomping on Luis Scola's face, so you won't be able to go with Mr. Double-Double tonight. Nikola Pekovic has been solid on the glass and probably is going to continue. I think he's a guy you got to look at tonight. Michael Beasley might get a little bit of an upgrade as well. Had that nice game when he first came back, but has cooled off quite a bit. But somebody's going to have to pick up the offensive end for Minnesota with Kevin Love out. Luke Ridnour, here's a guy who's really had it going. 25-9 his last game against Sacramento. Also did pretty well against Houston the other night. But DeMarcus Cousins, this guy's just been a fantasy stud. He's been averaging 35 fantasy points over his last seven in coming off a 43-53 fantasy game. So he has definitely been working harder under their new coach, Keith Smart. Tyreke Evans, 23.7 assists in the last five games. And Marcus Thornton has also been getting it done offensively, as it seems like Sacramento has got their rotation finally in place. It only took them about half the season to figure it out. Last game to discuss, Golden State and Oklahoma City. Kevin Durant, he torches Golden State. 32 points per game on the road. That's one of the highest that he has against in any opponent's building. And this is a back-to-back game coming off an overtime game against Portland. But you know what? I really wouldn't worry about it. This isn't the Boston Celtics. They've got young legs. I think guys like him and Westbrook will be just fine. Darrell Wright has been shooting the ball really well for Golden State. Maybe somebody consider. And usually Steph Curry plays well against Oklahoma City. Averaged 32 points per game last year. Didn't have a great first game, but he's been hobbled by injuries and really inconsistent as of late with the minutes that he's been getting. So he's risky, but there's a lot of upside in terms of looking at the history. As for Monte Ellis, he's only been in the 20s in terms of fantasy points in five of the last six games, and that's not good for a guy who costs as much as he does. So he just has not been able to get it done. But you got to think this is going to be a high scoring game. Last time we saw 225 points in this matchup between Oklahoma State and Golden State. Wouldn't be surprised to see that again. So that's the rundown of NBA basketball tonight in Daily Fantasy. Best of luck. Time for me to take a quick moment and say thank you to my good friends at Daily Joust. Solar Survivor 2, that's right. They did not wait. They, you know, initially they said we're going to wait till Solo Survivor 1 is over before we launch number 2. Uh-uh. They said, you know what, this is taking too long. These guys are winning too many games, so we want everybody else to get involved. So Solo Survivor 2 starts tonight over there on Daily Joust. If you are a winner of a solo contest within the past 7 days, you are eligible. And, of course, there's a $250 prize for whoever wins that Solo Survivor tournament. And like I say, the first one still going on. Guys still winning their games every single night. And of course, if you don't know what a solo is, very simple. You just have to hit a score. You have to hit a number. You do not actually play an opponent. So a nice way to kind of avoid playing a lot of the sharks and really experienced players out there in Daily Fantasy. Of course, Super Joust 2, April, I think it's 16th or 18th, right around there. Make sure you get qualified. Best way to do that, they're running tournaments nightly in all the sports. So if you're an NHL player, you can get a Super Joust entry for that. And if you're a college basketball player, just play a lot of head-to-head action. And, of course, high scores each week earn you a spot into the Super Joust. So lots of great stuff going on by a great sponsor, their dailyjoust.com. Time for me to jump in on some college basketball, and Draft Street has launched their college basketball product, and so far so good. If you're curious how it looks, here it is. Three forwards, three guards, two utility players. I love the fact you get the utility players. That's great. And the scoring is different. See, this is interesting because a lot of the sites have the same sort of scoring for basketball, for NBA. I mean, I think you got Joust and FanDuel, Fantasy Sports Live, pretty much the same scoring system. But for college hoops, on FanDuel, you got every category. Points, rebounds, assists, turnovers, blocks, steals. On Joust, you have just points. And now on Draft Street, you got points, rebounds, and assists. And of course, the scoring for them, it's a little bit different than the NBA, as points are worth 1, rebounds 1.25, assists 1.5. So if there's guys out there who basically kind of help their teammates out, fill that score, fill the stat sheet up, those are the guys you want to go with. And it's a little bit different, though, because defensively, you know, that's a big deal on FanDuel. When you get 2 points for every block, a guy like John Henson and Anthony Davis who can get 7-8 blocks a game, it really changes their value quite a bit. And obviously on Draft Street, there's no turnovers either that you have to worry about. I actually really like the setup that they've got going over there. I did really well that first night. And if you are a college basketball junkie, head on over there and check it out, because there's lots of guys playing this game simply because it's there. They don't have a clue about college basketball, but they're like, cool, new fantasy sports. We like to call them fish, and they are out there to be eaten. So if you want to go out there and maybe have some success playing some daily fantasy college basketball, Draft Street in their new product launch is out there, and they have got 2 guaranteed prize pools for tonight, a $2 entry and a $10 or $11 entry as well. So check it out over there. Good product. And let's go over some of the guys I like tonight on their site. Again, remember, you're using 3 categories on here. And the first guy I'm going with is Irving Walker of the Florida Gators. They take on Kentucky. And Irving Walker is a guy who's a little bit inconsistent, but he has the ball in his hands a whole heck of a lot. And he will get assists. He will score points. And this is a game that I suspect we'll see quite a bit of points scored by both teams. And obviously, you look at a team like Kentucky, they're very tough on the interior with a guy like Anthony Davis and Terrence Jones. So I think a guy like Irving Walker has to have a big game, and I will be looking to him tonight. One guy to consider, he's the most expensive guy on the board, but is Vincent Council for Providence against Villanova. This game should be high scoring. Neither of these teams play a lot of defense, and Council gets it done. He fills it up, and we talk about assists. This is a guy, one of the few guys out there in college hoops who can get you double-figure assists, and he'll throw in double-figure points. He's expensive, like I say, most expensive guy out there, but I think he's about the surest thing that you're going to run into tonight. A couple of other guys to take a look at. Just mentioned his name, Anthony Davis there with Kentucky. Again, you don't get any points for blocks or steals, which are 2 categories he does well, but for the price tag that you're paying on him, he seems to be a lot more aggressive offensively and almost a lock for maybe 7 to 10 rebounds a night. So I like Anthony Davis for Kentucky against the Florida Gators, who, let's face it, inside, outside of Patrick Young, they do not have a big interior presence. So I don't think they match up against Davis all that well. So that's the quick rundown on college basketball for this evening. And with that, folks, I'm going to say goodbye to you. I appreciate you checking us out here on the podcast. Make sure you check out our Roto Grinders Twitter feed. That's at Roto Grinders, because we are giving you all the up-to-date injury news, value plays, other stuff that basically you need to play daily fantasy, because the bottom line is information is key. So we're giving you live, up-to-the-minute information on our Twitter feed. So check that out. Also got a Facebook page. You can subscribe to this podcast right there on iTunes as well. And any feedback you may have, please send me an email. It's dan@rotogrinders.com. But that's going to wrap it up for tonight. I want to thank Daily Joust, the great sponsor of this podcast. So we will return tomorrow. Remember, primetime 4:20, talking some daily fantasy sports with me. And should be a good time. Till then, everybody, have yourself a great night, and talk to you tomorrow. My name.